What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
And it's Monday. I hope everyone is fired up and had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I know Thanksgiving weekend, you know, hopefully it was really successful for you. We really made sure to equip all of our clients to make sure that they could have a ton of fun, enjoy food with family, but not be behind on their goals. But you know what? If it happened, wasn't your most successful weekend, you're not feeling the best, that is totally okay. You know, I'm a big believer in, are you going to let a couple bad days or one bad day or one bad decision, are you going to let that ripple and become more, right? No, we don't want things to compound negatively. We want things to compound positively. So even if this weekend wasn't successful, it's a brand new day. It's Monday. It's Motivation Monday. Get hungry, get after it, recenter yourself, and you're going to have a ton of success. We're also really excited to celebrate Cyber Monday with everyone here, and we have a really great opportunity. We're really thankful that everyone kind of sealed up those spots really quick, took action on Black Friday, where I'm so excited to help all the new fantastic people that signed up and get people rocking and rolling, especially before the new year, because summer bodies are made in the winter. We are opening 5 more spots. You know, once again, we felt pretty full, but me and Kyle looked at the calendars and we made sure to allocate time to take on 5 more people, but that will be all we will be taking on for a little bit. So this is your chance, last chance to reach out Cyber Monday. Go ahead and DM us on @ColossusFit, ColossusFit. Anything to add there, Coach KG?
No, I'm just excited, man. We're getting some great results. And, you know, 2022 is going to be a big year. Josh recently sent me some of the goals. I mean, we can talk about this in the thoughts and recommendations. I'm like, man, that's a killer. Like November, already starting to plan for 2022. Like, you know, I love that, right? It's good to think ahead and, you know, similar to your fitness journey. Like, let's start taking those action steps of, you know, where are we going to be next summer? Where are we going to be a year from now? And start to, you know, take action. Right, not just wait for the New Year's resolution, but you know, hire someone, you know, start to put things together, start to strategize, start to take action. That's how you're going to get the best success for 2022.
I was listening to a podcast, and probably the best podcast I've ever heard in my life. One of the hosts actually said, "Fail to plan, plan to fail."
Dang, and who is that?
Some guy. I think his name is Clyle.
Oh, Coach KG.
Clyle from the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Clyle.
Coach KG. Yeah. Kyle Joseph Grondin. My boy Spin That Fire. You know, he always hits that quote, and there's a reason he hits that quote. And I'm a big believer. Hey, why wait till the last minute? And if you're someone who always waits till the last minute, ask yourself why. And ask yourself if it makes you feel good. No one feels good waiting. You know, there's nothing better than getting ahead, being on top of things. And even for me, like, I set my goals and I thought about it. I'm like, these goals are way too small. I gotta set more goals that scare me. So I need to make revisions, and I want to keep thinking about this over the following month while I close out my goals here for 2021. So just a few thoughts there. I have a really good quote, and I'm actually pretty pumped to get into it. So I'm going to jump right into it here. And my quote is, great things never come from comfort zones. Now I'm going to add on to that with a graphic I saw on Instagram. It is a little bit intense, but I do actually believe in it, and I'm going to elaborate why. But the quote says, comfort is a drug. Once you get used to it, it becomes addicting. Give a weak person consistent stimulation, good food, cheap entertainment, and they'll throw all their ambitions right out the window. The comfort zone is where dreams go to die.
Jeez.
And once again, being comfortable is such a healthy and important thing, and I think we all should be. But like we always like to say, you know, me and Kyle are always advocating that you need aspirations. You need that thing to help you grow, because it is dangerous, right? Especially nowadays when I can, the second I'm bored or the second I feel the ounce of hunger, I can go drive probably 10 seconds to 20 different restaurants that are going to fill me up with calories and food I don't need. That's going to make me feel more lethargic and more sluggish. And I can celebrate that by, you know, watching Netflix for 10 hours and doing the minimal amount of work. And like, once again, that can be a very vicious cycle. And I'm sure we've all had those cycles where we haven't been motivated, and it's very hard to pull ourselves out of it. So it really is important too that you evaluate and say, hey, am I maybe a little too comfortable here? You know, is there maybe one way I can push myself a bit? And I think what's really important is a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, you say you don't want to be comfortable, and what if you're not comfortable? Like, then you're going to wish you were. But I think you can kind of simulate being uncomfortable in a healthy way. And what I mean by that is me going to the gym and pushing myself to finish a set, to get sweaty, to play a new sport. That is me being uncomfortable. Me setting new goals, that is me challenging my comfort zone. Little things like that, you know, me cooking when I don't want to cook and I want to order out, that is me challenging my comfort zones. And those are all positions of growth. And most importantly, those are positions of self-love, right? I think there's looking for comfort in terms of self-love and your own happiness, you know, I think you should be comfortable with your finances, with your fitness, with your health. These are all things you should be comfortable with. You're not doing yourself a favor if you're trying to be comfortable and you're making yourself overweight to do it, if you're not moving enough, if you're threatening the security of your job by not putting in the work. You know, these are all considerations that do need to be had, right? And these are all very, very important thoughts I want everyone to have. So I'm going to leave it there, but you know, interesting question to ask yourself, but say, hey, am I maybe a little too comfortable right now? How can I challenge that?
Yeah. And sometimes I think people think it needs to be like a massive thing. And, you know, I'm just a big fan of just starting small, right? Small stackable steps, you know, SSS. But, you know, once again, like just making those small leaps. And then, you know, even like how Josh said, oh, may not feel like cooking. Like it doesn't have to be like a crazy big thing. Like you know, go move somewhere for the next couple of years. Like, you know, that'd be great and all, but it's just like, oh, you know, I don't feel like cooking. Okay, I'm going to do it. You know, just, I think that was pretty game changing when he said that. And it definitely hit me pretty hard as well. So my quote is, you know, from a book that I was reading, and it's, when you have setbacks and failures, you can't overreact to them. You need to step back, analyze them, and learn from them. And the reason I really like this is because it's been, you know, a topic of like conversation a lot with like clients and, you know, just friends and like whoever I interact with, because like we all have setbacks and failures. I mean, I could list probably hundreds of them in my life. And I think like, you know, often we just want to like react pretty quickly and just like overreact. And, you know, let's say you have a bad day of eating. Next day, you just literally want to thrash your calories. You want to starve yourself. You know, even myself, like as I started getting ready, I had one day where I went over and, you know, I was like, oh, maybe in the next day, you know, I'll go do some extra cardio to make up for it. Or, you know, I had those like first instincts. Like I know, like I give great advice in my opinion to help other people, but in the top of our head, like sometimes we can't take advice, you know, from ourselves as well as we should. But I had to step back and be like, hey, listen, what happened? You know, what's the scenario? Okay, maybe I didn't plan this dinner properly. You know, maybe I just put myself in a bit of a different, like you always learn from it. And that's where like a lot of clients who are, and even just people we talk to in the DMs is like, hey, we have mistakes. Like, you know, what can you do about it instead of just like going off the deep end and like just getting completely stressed out? So think about it. I love how it's just simple process. Step back, analyze it, and learn from it. That's it. Like no need to do anything drastic. No need to just, you know, go on a 72-hour fast or anything. No need to, you know, work out the next day for 4 hours. Like, you know, and I relate it to fitness, but this could be anything in life, that whatever's going on. So yeah, this quote was, you know, really inspiring to me.
Absolutely. That is a great quote. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, setbacks, if Thanksgiving was tough, don't let that define you. It's a couple of days. We put it behind us. We move forward. Analyze. You know, very often two clients, when they make a small mistake or something didn't go perfect, I'll say, ask yourself why, right? And it sounds dumb, but all the time, you know, when I do something, it's like, why? You know, why am I not motivated today? And it's like, maybe I don't have goals that I'm really passionate about, or maybe I didn't get a great sleep, or maybe I, you know, throw off my schedule doing something I shouldn't. Like little things like that, we can always learn from our situations, and being able to have that self-reflection, like even as I mentioned earlier, you know, asking yourself about where am I too comfortable, you know, if you can have that little position of self-reflection, that's what's going to make you better, right? We shouldn't just be blind to our own shortcomings or mistakes or, you know, things we fall short on, right? If we can identify that and grow from that, that's how we get stronger, right? It's just all about leveling up and learning ourselves, and this is a fantastic way to do it. So really, really happy Coach KG shared this. Anything else to add before we get into the thoughts and recommendations?
No, not at all, man.
All right, so my thought this week is just to find a way to make yourself laugh. You know, I try to find a way to laugh every day. I think laughter is one of the most underrated things in life, and you know, life can be pretty serious, especially with a million things always going on in the world. And you know, it is tough sometimes to find that humor, but I know both myself and Kyle really, really value it, whether it be a silly YouTube video or even watching a little bit of a funny show or listening to something funny. Even if you have a stupid video on your phone, there's this one video, I love it, and I keep playing it. Kyle and all my other friends shake their head. It's some guy getting so excited about a train, but he like freaks out about the train. It really makes me laugh.
It makes Josh happy every time. I'm like, I've never seen someone laugh like 15 times at the same video.
Some stupid things really just do it for me. Like there's some things I won't laugh at all, but when I find something funny, it just cracks me up, and it's just the best, right? But you know, find different ways to add humor and laughter into your life. You know, laughter really is a medicine. You know, honestly too, if you get a lot of laughing going on, you're gonna have some sore abs. You'd be amazed how much effort that does take. But that's just one thing I kind of wanted everyone to keep on the top of their mind. You know, ask yourself, you know, am I taking enough time to laugh? You know, that's definitely one thing to keep in mind. Another thing, I know this can be a stressful season for a lot of people. You know, it's a really great time to practice mindfulness or breathing. You know, that'll go a long way. Even if you don't have much time, box breathing is something I recommend. You can do it in about 2 minutes. Basically, you're breathing in a box. So you're going to breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, and that's essentially the box, and you just keep repeating it. I guess it's more of a triangle, if you will. Then when you breathe out, you hold again. So it's four components of it, sorry. So you're breathing in, hold, breathe out, hold, all for 4 seconds. It could be 2 minutes, and it can be a great little exercise. You can go ahead to, you know, have that mindfulness. These little areas that we can sometimes overlook, and I know we haven't spoken about that in a while, so try and laugh, try and take some time for your own mental health, get some rest. Just one thing I wanted to kind of put out before we got on the client shout out.
Yeah, and even like working off that, you know, because I've been talking to quite a few people lately about all this stuff. I went to a high school recently and did like a cool little speech just about like, you know, fitness and everything. And like, I just, you know, I'm super inspired. Like, I love talking to everyone on the podcast here, but it's really cool when you see someone like face to face and like can kind of, you know, just see the difference in how like they react and the questions and these young people, especially 17, 18 year olds. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, one of my biggest tips that I was talking about and I recommend to everyone is like, you know, especially for someone who's in school or like has a busy life, like I think too many people think that they need like the perfect scenario in terms of like time-wise. And so I love how Josh said, hey, if you don't have crazy amount of time for like meditation, hey, maybe you can do some box breathing, take a couple minutes. So think of like what's holding you back. Like even myself, I'm like, if there's like a specific work related thing, sometimes I won't do it if I feel like I need to do the entire list. Whereas I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do this one thing. I'm just, you know, I have a couple minutes here. I'm going to get it done. And that can be for mobility. Let's say you only have a limited amount of time. Okay, do 3 to 5 minutes of mobility. You'll have to do your 10 to 15, you know, do the best you can and pick the best exercises. For meditation, if you usually do 10 to 15 and you only got 3 minutes, like there's no point in saying, oh, whatever, like I don't have the time. That's the same with workouts. That's the same with meal prep. Like using that strategy, I feel like can help you go a long way instead of just being like, you know, I don't have the full time, right? Like there's always gonna be things that pop up, but if you kind of remain that, have that like little consistency there instead of just saying, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or, you know, I'll do it next week, even if it's like to a lesser degree based off of your situation, it's all about adapting. So anyways, I obviously didn't have any thoughts until Josh brought that up, and I thought that was pretty pretty important for everyone who's super busy, who's in school, who's younger, who's older, who's got a regular daily life. It happens to all of us.
Absolutely. And then next up, as we get into client shout out, we'll be shouting out my client Fabio. And what I love about his transformation, yes, it's impressive that we're almost just about 40 pounds down. Yes, he looks fantastic, but he reached out and he said, listen, I want my health. I want to be here. I want to be here long term. And, you know, right now I'm on diabetes meds and I really want to get off of them. And, you know, that was just so inspirational to me. And he committed to his why. We've been putting in the work. We've had incredible change. And I actually got this text just recently, which was so exciting. And it said, coach, just got out of my doctor's appointment. She told me to keep doing what I'm doing. My numbers are all within healthy range. She's cutting off one of my meds in half, sorry, the one for the diabetes. And like, you know, to me, that's what it's all about, right? Like, it's just to feel your best. And, you know, it's okay if you're at a point where you're not healthy, you don't have the physique you want, you don't have the healthy lifestyle you want. That can change. Just know that can change. You need to make that decision. And one thing I always like to say, one of the hardest parts of a transformation is asking for help, is reaching out, is making that first step. But, you know, if you feel like that's you, definitely hit us up saying Cyber Monday to our Instagram at ColossusFit, ColossusFit. In a couple months time, I want to be shouting you out next. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And once again, there are only 5 spots there. So make sure to snag one if you're serious about seeing that change, because I can't promise we'll have any spots for the new year. But that's that for the start of the episode. Now we jump into the mail bag. I think I just got delivered here by Coach Liam, which is really exciting.
Hey.
So
Hey, the mailbag is here.
I have a friend who's a mailman, and he always gets mad because every time we see a mailman anywhere, we send a photo, and we're like, it's Liam.
Hey, is that you, bro?
It's an example of the humor, right?
Another thing, sorry, before we jump into is try not to take life too seriously. Like, Josh talked about, you know, just the laughing stuff, and I'm like, man, I don't know. Life is so short. Like, just have fun with it. Like, you know, like, sometimes I like to troll here and there. You know, sometimes I'll do a bit too much, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. Just have some fun with everything. Like, you know, I'm a very, like, people who know me, I'm very, you know, and Josh, like, very detail-oriented, situate, like, you know, very routine-based, all that other stuff, serious about a lot of things, but it's like, be able to have those jokes, you know, it's just a reminder, right? Like, hey, why am I taking life so seriously? But yeah, Sorry, now into the mailbag.
Have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
You know, look to improve, to do better, but you also gotta learn to laugh. And, you know, even when something bad happens sometimes too, you can laugh about it too and be like, oh, this sucks, but I'm going to move on. So, you know, lots of optimism in today's episode. That's a good theme for everyone, something to kind of keep on the top of your mind. But I love this first question. I think this is going to impact a lot of people. So the question is, I've been following a strict workout plan for 1 hour a day for the past 2 years. When I am unable to do my workout for any given reason, I get anxious and stressed and desperately try to find a time to fit it in, even if it's unrealistic. Any tips on how to overcome this? Have you experienced that? So absolutely, I have experienced it. I think everyone, you know, when we start, you know, some people in particular who are really 1 foot in or 1 foot out, for them, it's like, I need to be 110% on or 0%. But, you know, one thing that I like to recommend for all these people is, don't think of it as like, you know, just something you have to always be. Think of it as something you need to do for the rest of your life. There are times where I can only get in 3 workouts a week. Could I tell you the last time that happened? Absolutely not. I couldn't even think of it off the top of my head. But if it does, it does. And there's extreme circumstance. Like, I have one client, absolute beast. Shout out to Catherine. She was just absolutely crushing. And then, you know, she sent me a video and she's like, it's my birthday. She had all these things going on. She's like, no matter the way I look at it, I'm only going to do 4 workouts. And I'm like, and it's like, what do we do? And she was saying, I would really stress her out. And I'm like, you know, it's okay. It's just one workout in the grand scheme of things. Like, when you consider, you know, you're working out 5 times a week, there's 365 days in the year. However many times that is, it's a lot of times, right? One workout in the spectrum of that is nothing. Where it becomes a problem is if every week you're missing a workout, you have a problem there. But, you know, life happens. And let's say it's, you know, it's crazy weekend. I have 4 birthdays and all these events and it's the busiest work week of my life. You know, I'm just going to do my best. I'm going to still make sure I find time to get to the gym, but maybe I won't get on all my workouts, you know, but next week is a fresh reset. You know, it's a brand new thing. And our strive and our, I always like to say, it's not about doing the best. It's about doing your best. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes maybe I'm on vacation and there's no good food available, but I still look for the highest protein sources. I still control my calories. Maybe my accuracy was 110%, but it was the best it could be for that week, and I can be proud of it, and that's the level I can be comfortable with. And, you know, you need to also ask yourself your mental health. You know, if you're stressing yourself out so much to get to that gym to get that 5th workout that you're not even focused, the intensity's not there, you know, that can almost be a detriment to your progress. So it's really important you do think about it as, okay, I'm doing this for the rest of my life. In the grand scheme of things, can I do things that are the best for me? That doesn't mean we can just use excuses. You know, it's Thursday morning, I'm supposed to go to the gym, but I'm like, ah, heck with it, I don't feel like it. That's a very different story. But when you're so busy, you can't do it. You know, it really is important to just say, okay, it's not meant to be this week. Next week, I'm going to really plan it out. We're going to get at it. I'm going to get all my stuff done. So I'm in a good position to be back to my schedule next week.
Yeah, no, dude, that, man, I was amazing. Like, that, the way you answered it, I'm like, holy crap. Super inspiring. And like, I mean, even just the question asked is like, working off of what Josh said, like, what would happen if you miss it, right? Like, you've been working out for so many years, you've already like developed all these great habits, things pop up. Like, I ask myself, okay, if I miss this workout, like, what's actually going to take place? And typically the answer is, you know, not really a whole lot, right? Similar to what Josh said, if it was more so consistently, and you're every week you're diminishing and stuff like that. But like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, if you are a top level power lifter and you do miss that, you know, lower body session, that's going to be a bit different, but you still make good, healthy decisions in the day. You still focus on all the other fundamentals and, you know, still just do the best. And similar to what I had said in my quote, you know, maybe take a step back and analyze and like, oh, I could have actually gotten up a bit earlier. I, you know, the other night I should have gone to bed earlier, or the night before I should have gone a bit earlier. Like, spend some time analyzing, and if you can find something to fix, then go for it. But you know, even myself, this past week, I did miss my Tuesday leg session, I told Josh, and, you know, I did end up going for a 5K walk. Like, I mean, once again, so many different things, like, that's not replacing my workout. But long story short, I said, you know what, on Thursday, usually we've been doing just shoulders. So I said, hey, I'm going to do a little bit of legs, like, just letting you know. So I do believe that also there's flexibility to figure it out. Okay, you know what, I don't need a full shoulder day. I love it. We've been having so much fun. But because I did skip legs, I don't want to skip it. So now I'm just going to do, you know, half and half. And that's the best I can based off of the situation, right? I still like my Friday rest day because Saturdays we crush it with the boys for a good hour and a half. So I want to be fresh for that. So, you know, once again, like, just going off of that, the truth is that nothing bad is going to happen. And I think it's just important to realize that and to stop stressing yourself out, as easy as it is to say, and just realize that it's more of like, we look at things from a weekly perspective. Like, you know, once again, it's like day by day, it's like, it's important to just focus on the weekly. I'm not going to go into that, but that was a really good question. Hopefully that helped a few people out, because I'm sure it did.
All right. You got the next question, because I don't think it's technically a question.
Yeah. I mean, so someone had asked, and this is why I put this here, is like, hey, like, can you guys make like an episode on like strengthening your core? Like, I'm wondering about like, you know, just the difference between like, you know, visible abs and strengthening core and stuff. Because, you know, we talk a lot about having visible abs. But so anyway, so I just like, I've been thinking about it lately. Josh and I, you know, had just started doing a little bit more core work. And I kind of wanted to just touch on, you know, some of my favorite exercises to like strengthen your core, right? It's always like, it's interesting because a lot of people will start ab training and they're just like, okay, I want this because I want abs, but it's so much like less about that if I'm going to be completely honest, but like having a strong core is so important. So if we can kind of focus on that, like, you know, just a couple of my favorite exercises is like to strengthen, right? Man, I've been doing the ab wheel lately. Josh has one in his basement. So lately just been doing 3 sets of 10 of that. Just easing back into it. But, what I love about it is just such an incredible exercise. If you can do it with, a barbell, that works as well if you don't have an ab wheel. But you know, once again, when you think of like core exercises, like the main goal is like what's actually like taking place here, and for us personally, like we like using a bit of load for a lot of the exercises. Today Josh was you know, he loves the cable crunch. That's one of his favorite ones, so that's something important to take note of. I think dead bugs are a great exercise as well. Ab rollouts, incredible, once again, as I had said that. And then even lately, like we've been doing quite a bit like a 2-in-1 movement where it's nice because you're working on your grip as well. Hanging knee raises. I know that's one of Josh's favorites as well as like if you're, you know, ready to get to the next level, you can do hanging leg raises, or even hanging dumbbell knee raises is a great challenge that we program for a lot of clients. So, you know, I was even talking to when I was doing my speech to the students the other day, I was like, you want to like make sure to maximize as best as you can. So like when I look at a core movement, I'm like, how can I get like my biggest bang for my buck? Like if I'm trying to work my biceps in the gym, it might be better for like a lot of these like younger dudes or just people who have less time to do like more barbell like back work, because you're going to get your back and your biceps, right? So for core, I'm like, man, for the ab rollouts, I can get my shoulders, I can get my back, I can get my just everything, right? So kind of looking at it that way, just, I mean, once again, try to do 1 to 2 times a week, super important. I just want to touch on that because I didn't feel like we could do a full episode on it. It was just, you know, more of something that was on the top of my head. But yeah, hopefully that helps. Like just really making sure even you're doing the compounds, you're keeping your core tight is something super important to take into consideration to have a strong core. Like you want it to be strong. Like abs are amazing. We love having abs, but the strong core is super important.
And, you know, to kind of alter the question a bit or take it from a different angle, if you want to have a strong core, get strong. Too many people spend like 30 minutes doing like every Instagram movement they can for their abs. You know, that's only going to do so much. You're going to get a really strong core just learning to lift heavy, right? If you're able to deadlift 500 pounds, you're squatting 500 pounds, you're benching 3, whatever, you know, like when you're moving big weight, you really learn how to balance yourself and utilize, you know, stabilizing your base, right? So that's such an important metric. And even, you know, it doesn't get talked enough because it's not technically your core, more your posterior chain, but having strong glutes is such an important component of having that strong base. You know, core is a little bit of a buzzword, but if you want to be someone who's just generally strong and has good stability and good balance, that's going to be another muscle you are going to really want to focus in on. So just kind of a unique, different way of answering it, but definitely something to consider.
I love, I've had this a couple times, and once again, you know, having fun here is, you know, past clients or just people I talked to, I think it was actually just a conversation. Hey, I don't have abs. Like, how do I, I don't have abs. And I'm like, yeah, you have abs. Like, we all have abdominals. Like, they're all there. And then they kind of, when they realize like what they're actually saying, I'm like, you know, it's like, they're not visible abs, right? So it's kind of funny because I always poke fun. I'm like, yeah, we all do have it. But anyways, I thought that was an interesting perspective. But the next question, because even Josh and I were talking about this as we were working out every Wednesday, we work out in his basement gym. I think this was asked from my current client, Cameron, if I remember correctly. And, you know, just, we're like, wondering, hey, what is the best home equipment for success? Like, this was what was asked. And, you know, the reason I'm also bringing it up for this episode is we're like, we only work out Wednesdays. Like, we have the gym membership. We go to the gym 4 days a week in his place. And the only reason we do his basement right now is because, you know, we film our podcast on this day. And, you know, it's just, we film some other stuff. So just, you know, it's convenient for that. But even we're like, I'd rather go to the gym. So, what do you think, like, Josh, would be the best, like, home equipment for, you know, just succeeding while working out at home?
Number one thing I'd really recommend someone buy is a rack. You can do a lot in that rack. You can do chin-ups. You can do all your barbell work. You can throw a bench in there. Like, you're just going to get the most bang for your buck in that rack. And there's so many attachments you get. You can even get like a lat pull-down attachment, T-bar row attachment, dip attachment. So that's kind of the number one best thing I can recommend. I know not everyone has space for that. So usually, you know, the easiest way to kind of get into it is just to get yourself some dumbbells. I really do like the interchangeable dumbbells. I know it's easier to just grab the exact set you want, but the amount of space that takes up as well as the cost is just a little bit much for me. So I think the interchangeable dumbbells are pretty fantastic and definitely something I'd really recommend. But past that, you know, the rack is just such a fantastic investment. And those are kind of the two big things I recommend on top of a barbell. You can pretty much get a lot of amazing things going with that, and then you get other, you know, specific equipment that's best for you. It gets really messy, and like, unless you're willing to spend like, you know, a very large sum of money on equipment, you're almost just better off going to the gym. And even for me, I like that transition of driving there, seeing other people, being in a different atmosphere, having no ownership over the stuff. You know, something breaks, you don't have to fix it. You're just like, oop, you know, that's not good, right? Like, it's just kind of nice, you know, using that rent economy of that, of just going there to that place, having all that available. You know, even for me, like a towel, like I like that I can just get two towels. I'll go in the sauna, you know, and then I'll get rid of the one towel, use the second towel to have my shower, like, you know, at home. That's just, I don't have a sauna. To make one would be expensive, and I have to do all this laundry, like, just kind of nice. So personally for me, that's just how I feel, but I know some people really do love home gyms, and I think that's totally cool as well, and that's absolutely no problem if you do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, we still program some home workouts, and, you know, all of our clients are still crushing it from home, you know, if that's what works best for you, for sure. But yeah, I mean, the rack is huge, but even, yeah, it's just those dumbbells. And, you know, even I've been recommending the interchangeable ones quite a bit lately, because I'm on the same page as Josh. Like, I'd love to have like all these different ones. But it's just having them from 7 to 52 and a half, like, we're able to do some great accessory work. And, you know, it's just the space component as well. It's just like, it's pretty clutch to have, right? So I think that's one of the biggest things. Even, you know, working off of that, like, I think sometimes people, and I know we've said this, is like, they'll just get so obsessed with all the, like, you start looking for gym equipment, for example, like, let's say, you know, like, hey, I'm working out from home, you know, I'm going to do it a couple of days a week. You know, you search on Google for some specific things. And then, of course, you know, ads, you know, Google starts seeing, hey, this guy or girl wants to buy gym equipment. They start posting, oh, this 7-in-1 machine, and then this new thing that you can watch on like the screen and get do a full workout. Like, there's just some crazy things out there, and then everyone just obviously, you know, gives into the marketing. So, like, really question, like, even spend some time, like how much am I going to use this thing, right? And, you know, if we've kept Josh's gym pretty minimal, and once again, we go to the gym, which is the actual gym, which is great, but I think too many people will be like obsessed with buying like a million things, and it's just like you only use it like once ever, and it's just like kind of like a waste. Like, we want to save you money as well. But yeah, definitely something to take into consideration. And that was a great question.
Then the last question for today, what is the most ideal / best body fat percentage range for women to see good definition?
So yeah, that's a great question. I mean, everyone's like so different, and even like kind of like working off of like Josh and myself, it's unique because, you know, if let's say we're at the exact same body fat, like, as we've mentioned, body fat's distributed like so differently. And that's what's like crazy is, like, you know, someone will think, and even like past that, someone will think, let's say I might be like 10%. And in reality, I'm like 14, 15, maybe even 16, just because my upper body's vascular. But to answer the question, I do believe everyone has their own like great body fat percentage based off of like where their entire life is like awesome. And what I mean by that, and I'll obviously give you a specific answer to this, but, you know, once again, it depends on the person. If you're, let's say, 22% body fat, you know, as a woman, and you're able to still socialize with, you know, your friends and still like be able to do all these other things, and you have high energy and your strength is high and like all this incredible stuff, it's like amazing. Like, that's so awesome for you. I do believe around that range though, 20 to 22 is where it kind of, you know, starts to come into like, you know, you looking a little bit leaner, and you can start to see some more definition as you break into like, you know, the you know, 19, 17, 18 body fat percentage range. You do become a little bit leaner. But, you know, we don't love working off of this because, as we mentioned, like, a lot of clients will say, hey, like, what's my body fat percentage? Like, how do I figure this out? And we just like to use photos more so because, you know, even like, there's never going to be a time where you're able to use this like perfect thing unless you go for a DEXA scan. So, you know, while it is cool to know body fat percentage and to kind of know like roughly when, you know, you'll be at the right spot. Just using those photos, taking photos every 4 weeks, keeping track of your weight, as we always mention, and calculating the average, as well as the measurements, like those three things will give you the best range, you know, and just knowing that and kind of going from there is your best bet for all this stuff.
Coach KG crushed that. You know, body fat is a tool like anything else, but in my opinion, it's one of the lower grade tools. You know, number one is going to be how you feel, right? If you're feeling well, yes, how you feel should be number one. Ideally, you feel good and look good. You know, aesthetics aren't everything, but they are a good indication of if we're, you know, doing well, if we're propelling forward, or if we're going the wrong direction. You know, then weight is another tool, then measurements, you know, all these different things. And we should use kind of a synergy of all of them to kind of dictate if we are progressing. You know, if we just lean into one metric, that metric can be unreliable. For instance, the scale, especially body fat, you know, it just being shown to be quite inaccurate. Even, you know, things as accurate as bod pods are actually still pretty inaccurate, right? So definitely, once again, you want to use these things intelligently, and that's definitely an important take home for everyone. But thank you everyone for listening to this. If you want to get the best coaching on the planet, you want to secure one of those last spots available, DM us Cyber Monday for some amazing savings on our coaching and a fantastic opportunity to get started. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. We have an incredible episode coming for Thursday, so make sure to tune in. We'll see you then. Peace out.